When a parent loses a child, the easy way to look at it, or the way I looked at it, is I looked at my child who I had lost as a victim. She was a victim of mental disease. She was a victim of all types of chronic illnesses that went along with mental disease. And yet, you think the parent is a victim, and I guess I could see that in some way, but explain to me why, when my daughter died, I was a victim too.
Well, certainly when a child dies, they are a victim of a disease or an accident or a homicide or a suicide. But my point is this: from the time the child is born, parents are protectors and providers. And so when a child dies, 2 months, 3 months, 30 years, there's always that sense of, I was supposed to protect and provide for this child. I should have been a resource for an older child to come to so that they could have the success they needed in life. For children, children are horribly dependent upon parents for food, for clothing, for transportation, for medical care. And so when a child dies, the parents are victims. Society looks at them as, okay, didn't you provide for your child? Didn't you protect your child? And if the child is older, as in your case, Eli, many times society will quietly and silently think, okay, didn't they provide enough counsel and enough advice to help her get through it? And so parents are a victim when a child dies, whether it's an older child or a younger child.
Well, really what you're saying then is that everyone involved is a victim. Everyone who loses that person, including the person herself who has now lost her life, we're all victims because we're a family. We're all hurt. We're all lessened. We're all troubled. Our lives are changed forever. So really, we're all victims is what you're saying.
There's some truth to that. I do think that siblings are a little less victimized by the death of a brother or sister. And some of this is dependent upon how close they are in their relationship. But parents, definitely, it's out there. Parents are protectors, providers, and the child dies, something must have been wrong. I don't agree with that, by the way. I just try to help parents in understanding when they interact with society, when they interact with their friends and extended family, that they may get a little bit of that, like, it wasn't there anything you could have done? And I don't want them to suffer from the guilt that statements like that cause.
Well, what you're leading to is the fact that when a child dies, there's a stigma, like you said, that something must be wrong. We need to talk about that, and let's do it next.